Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady might be feeling better today about the legal challenge of his four-game suspension from the NFL. At a hearing over the suspension yesterday, the judge appeared to agree with the fairness arguments made by Brady's lawyers, but the judge also continued to push for a settlement. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was there and has this report.
Lawyers for both sides passed a wall of cameras as they left the court without a deal. The head of the NFL Players Union, Damore Smith, brushed past the cameras, saying only that Brady and the union will continue to pursue their rights in court.
Other than that, we're going to honor the judge's wishes about settlement talks and keep them confidential.
It's impossible to know where the settlement talks are, but the negotiating position of Brady and the NFL Players Union, or NFLPA, seemed to get a boost from oral arguments before U.S. District Judge Richard Berman.
The judge was really questioning the NFL hard.
That's Nicole Welch. She's a New York employment lawyer and Dedham native who has been following the case. Each side took an hour to make their oral arguments, often flourishing his sleeve to make a point. Players Association lawyer Jeffrey Kessler went first. He ran through a list of problems he has with the arbitration and appeal process that the NFL followed in its Deflategate investigation. But Welch says one argument stands out as the strongest, the notice argument.
Brady's lawyers are saying that in order for a particular discipline to be imposed on someone for a particular violation, that person needs to know that if they violate this law by doing this particular act, then this discipline might be imposed.
And his lawyers argue Brady did not have that notice, that there is neither precedent nor policy for being generally aware that someone else was underinflating footballs. Attorney Kessler even pointed to NFL policy about tampering with equipment, that it only talks about fines for first-time offenses. Tom Brady got more than a fine. He got a four-game suspension. After those arguments, lawyers for the NFL had their turn, and they were on the defensive. Attorney Daniel Nash argued that underinflating footballs is akin to using performance-enhancing drugs. He says Tom Brady was trying to win more games by approving of Patriot staffers deflating footballs for him. This, Welch says, is how the NFL is trying to counter the notice argument.
The NFL is basically saying even if he didn't know that this particular act might have ended up with Brady getting a suspension, he knew that what he was doing went to the heart of the game, went to the integrity of the game, and therefore he was on notice.
Despite a slew of skeptical questions from Judge Berman, the NFL's attorney tried not to get bogged down in specific quibbles over the arbitration process with which Brady's lawyers are taking issue. Instead, Daniel Nash argued that the process overall was reasonable and fair, that Tom Brady got more than enough consideration. Nicole Welch says this is the league's key argument.
The NFL is generally saying you can't touch this arbitration award. We have this high standard on our side.
The high standard she's talking about? That courts generally try to respect arbitration rulings and leave them as they are. Overturning them is not common unless the process is overtly wrong. And that's why Welch cautions against reading too much into the NFL's tough day in court.
And again, it might seem that Judge Berman was harder on the NFL, but the parties wouldn't be here if each side didn't have strengths.
And weaknesses, which is also why Judge Berman continues to push for the two sides to settle. He scheduled another court hearing at the end of the month and wants both quarterback Tom Brady and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to show up and ideally try to see eye to eye. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Manhattan.